Hey, this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hey, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here with another episode. This week, we are featuring Become a Health Coach student, Don Campbell. I don't want to give too much away, but I did want to let you know that we recorded this interview back at the most recent HCI Live in Phoenix, Arizona. So you may hear him reference that event. Enjoy the incredible story of Don Campbell, the Behavior Transformation Coach. So Don, what exactly is a Behavior Transformation Coach?
I've been focused on the fitness and nutrition and spiritual side of it because I believe that they're all connected. However, in doing that, I've also learned in starting to take clients that the behavior change is a huge, huge part of this. And it's an aspect that I think that the majority of the experts out in the world, they know a lot about, but there's no focus on it at all. Everybody acknowledges that you have to change your behavior, but no one really understands quite how to do it so that it's lasting and so that it sticks and so that true lifestyle change occurs. A lot of people can be certified in fit, you can be certified in fitness, you can be certified in nutrition. I looked at those routes. There's a million people doing that, but there are not a million people focused strictly on the behavior change. And already I'm not even certified yet, but I'm stepping into owning that. And the first time I had the opportunity to do that was on the plane ride here. There was a woman that was coming on the plane. I'm getting the chills. There was a woman that was coming on the plane, and I looked at her, and my intuition was just telling me I had to talk to her. I didn't know why. I had no reason to feel that way, but there was just this sense. She was with a friend. And they sat down next to me in my row, and they were talking for quite some time. And I was waiting for an opportunity to I didn't want to interrupt them. I was waiting for an opportunity to introduce myself and kind of engage. And I said to her, I said, do I know you? And I said, what's your name? She said, my name is Paula. I said, where do you live? I said, do you live in New Jersey? I flew out of Philadelphia. She said, no, I live in Philadelphia. I said, oh, yeah. She said to me, what do you do for a living? And I said, I did my hook for the first time. And she looked at me and her eyes got big. And she goes, are you kidding me? Now, I had just developed my hook the week before I came here in Pillar 4. It was the first time I spoke it outside of my tribe. And when she looked at me, it was just like, are you kidding me? That's amazing. Like, I didn't even know that existed. And she said, it just so happens I'm a health coach. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, are you going to HCI in Phoenix? And she says, what's HCI? I'm like, you don't know what HCI is? And she says, no. I'm like, wait a minute. So I need to get this straight. I saw you coming on this plane. I felt like I had to talk to you. I can't explain why, but I also felt like I knew you. I felt like a connection to you that I couldn't explain. You sit down next to me, and you're telling me that you're a health coach and you're not going to the HCI conference, the HCI Live. And she says, no, I don't know what that is. What is it? I'm like, well, before I tell you what it is, tell me about your coaching career. How's that working out for you? And she she didn't want to talk about it. She didn't want to answer the question. She felt very uncomfortable answering the question. And she said, it's really not going too well. She said, I've gone to several schools out in California and I've become certified. And she's focused more on the spiritual aspect of it. And I think that's why I felt that connection to her, because I feel that myself, right? I kind of operate in that same space. So She's like, you know, I kind of have a focus for like energy healing and, you know, changing people from the inside out. And so when I said behavior change, that really spoke to her. And she says, it's just not really going well. She says, it's like, I got all this skill, but I don't know how to put it into good practice to build a business. I'm like, wow. And so she said, so how is it working for you? And I told her, I said, well, I just signed up in January. And I'm going to be certified. I'm planning to be certified probably around the end of June. As long as all of my practice clients hang in there for the full 90 days, I'll be certified by the end of June. And I already have paying clients. And she looked at me and she's like, are you kidding me? How do you do that? I'm like, well, that's why I'm going to HCI Live. Because I'm going to learn more about that. I'm getting the chills. I think it's been so validating to me. Because I've had a little bit of fear, truth be told. But every time I've stepped out of my comfort zone, like I did on the plane with this woman, it's like God or the universe or whatever that is, source, whatever that is for you, has like blown a door open for me just to like step right into the role that I feel like I'm being called to do. And it's been amazing. But since enrolling in HCI, I'm being challenged to step outside my comfort zones and to do things that I never really thought I could do. And every time I step into that circle or outside of my comfort zone circle and into that circle of discomfort, I just feel more alive. I feel more alive. There's an excitement that kicks in. I'm scared beyond belief sometimes. But once I take that step, it's like, yes. You know, it's like I'm doing it. And it's been really positive. It's all been really positive. And I just feel like I'm very much in alignment now. With each step I take, I'm just more and more in alignment with what I should be doing with my life.
Let's learn a little bit more about you. What was life like before HCI, before you joined us just a couple months ago?
Okay. I was working for Toys R Us. I've been there 18 years. I was put on a global project that has been very intense and chaotic. That project started the first week of January, which coincided with the first week of my training for HCI. So life was very crazy. My go live date for that project was the end of March. About a month into the training with HCI and about a month into my project, we had about 9 months of work to do in three. So it was very, very chaotic. It's a global project, so it's like crazy hours and things like that. My dad passed. It was Super Bowl Sunday. And it was very quick and unexpected. And suddenly, everything seemingly shifted about my full-time job. Now, I had come into HCI. I took HCI because I wanted to get out of IT. I'm an IT manager there. And I just lost my passion for my job. I've really been working it for the past 5 years. And I just have not been in love with the work. But it's afforded me a good living. They've been really good to me. They're really flexible with the scheduling. So, especially with two kids and being a divorced dad, there are some perks to it that have kind of kept me there, but I just felt like I was dying inside. I didn't love going to work anymore. I really hated it. And I mean hate. hate's a strong word, but I really was hating it. And I just kind of denied myself. I basically shut my inner feelings off when I started thinking about the lack of fulfillment I was getting out of it. But I was getting fulfillment out of being a worship leader in my church. I've been a worship leader for the past, since I was 13 years old, so over 35 years. And it's been That's been amazing too. So I was kind of driving my fulfillment there and out of my kids and just kind of like spending the 40 plus hours a week collecting a paycheck and just kind of doing what I had to do. So my dad passes and suddenly everything changed. That lack of passion for the job was speaking to me very strongly. And I had already taken action into signing up for HCI, so I was already on my way to doing it. And my plan, the first exercise in HCI, was to state your intention. And my intention was to be coaching full-time before 2019. So I'm a guy that likes to have a plan. The plan can change. I'm okay with that. But my plan was to get certified first and then, you know, kind of ramp up the business side of it in the second half of the year. And this coming Christmas would be my last Christmas with Toys R Us. About a month after my dad passed, I found out that Toys R Us is going bankrupt and I would be out of work in 60 days. After working there for 18 years, I'm not getting a severance package. And suddenly, my plans had to change. My world's being turned upside down. Losing my dad. Losing my job. Any sense of security that I had was all placed only in my faith in God at this point. It's like, oh my God, it's like I'm doing this new career change. This is crazy. I started questioning, like, is this the right time? Should I be doing this? It's like really radical. My entire life is just being turned upside down. Every plan that I had is being blown up. I'm really uncomfortable. Really uncomfortable. I went to a job fair at Toys R Us. They had a huge conference room, about the size of the conference room we were in for this event. Probably 12, 13, 1400 people there. 45 companies in New Jersey were sponsored there to try and hire on the people from Toys R Us. I walked around the entire perimeter. The place was mobbed, but I walked around the entire perimeter looking at every company and just kind of soaking up the energy in the room. And I just felt completely out of my element there. That whole lack of passion rose up inside of me again. And it's like, I don't want this. It's just not speaking to me. It felt empty. It felt dead. It felt like part of my past. So what I did was the entire crowd was on the perimeter of the room, and the very middle of the room was empty. There was nobody there. And I sat myself down right in the middle of the room, and I just looked around. And I just took in the energy of the room at that, and just kind of like got into my feelings of like, trying, like, what do I really want? Is this, am I being led by my fear? Is this what I really want? Should I be doing this? Should I, like, I have a real passion about the coaching. I'm going to move forward in that. But how does all this fit? Do I have the confidence to, like, really ramp this up, ramp up the coaching, that I could really do this full time and make it happen this year as originally intended without the full-time job being a fallback, that security cushion? Do I have it within me to do that? And I sat in the middle of that room and I looked around and I saw people scared. There was a spirit of scarcity. There was a spirit of not enough. There was a spirit of negativity. A lot of people there that I work with are my age. I'm 50 years old. So, and because I'm in IT, a lot of the jobs are getting offshored and I'm competing with third world labor wages. It's very difficult for someone like me to maintain my income when you're compete, when you have those, I mean, those are two big things that you have to deal with. Some of my coworkers are coming up to me and they're talking to me and they're all fearful. And so I'm sitting there and I realize something. And it's like, I can take another IT job. And the worst case scenario would be I would have to take a cut in pay. Let's say my pay gets cut by 50%. That's a pretty significant pay cut. Or I could go into my coaching. Worst case scenario, I'll have to take a pay cut there too because I'm ramping up my business. But what's the difference? This is worst case scenario. What's the difference? I take a 50% pay cut doing a job I absolutely hate and I feel dead in, or I take a 50% cut doing a job that I love and I can grow and grow into the opportunity even more and build a business that I love doing and helping people and feel passionate about and get connected to and change their lives in ways that I could never do in an IT job, ever. And it just, that resonated with me. And I'm like, I'm doing the coaching. And I made a decision in that moment, I'm all in. And I had just finished the closing the deal exercise. So I did the closing the deal on my first two practice clients. And of course they said yes, which was awesome because I was validating. But the real test was, would someone pay? That was my fear, right? The security, can I really do this? And it's funny because I met Tracy in January for my first Success Club call. And that was the first thing I asked her. I said, I fear that I'm not gonna be able to bring enough value to the client to charge what I would like to charge to earn a living at this. A nice living, not a living in scarcity, but a nice living to continue to be able to raise my family. And she was excellent. She was very reassuring. And I got off the call, but it's like anything else, right? Someone tells you something, you don't necessarily believe it right away, but it kind of sits with you and you marinate in it and experience kind of unfolds and you learn new things and you practice those new things and you start doing it. And little by little, one day at a time, one practice lesson at a time, one week at a time, the weeks go by, the pillars go by, and it's like, oh my God, you look back. It's like, holy cow, I've learned an amazing amount of things in this time. Totally worth the investment I made. Totally. So I do my first closing the deal for money. And I decided since I'm not certified yet, I'll charge a much lower amount for the first two. And they said yes. And I was so happy. I was like, yes! I felt like I could have just tap danced on my desk. I got in the Facebook group, told my tribe, yes, it happened. I'm so excited. And all the support and the love that I got, it was awesome. You know, just all this positive energy. And then I'm like, well, I don't have my Toys R Us job. I'm gonna be out of work in the beginning of May. So this was just a couple of weeks ago. I decided for my next two closing the deals, numbers 5 and 6, that I was gonna double my fee. And I was kind of like, I was a little uneasy about it, but I decided to do it. And they both said yes. I'm like, yes, this is awesome. So I did 6 closing the deals and they all said yes. I didn't have a single no, which is like amazing to me because I'm worried. I felt like I wasn't good enough. Like you have that self-doubt a little bit. Am I really good enough to like double the fee? Would somebody really see the value already in what I have to offer, even though I'm not yet certified? And they did, and they signed right up without any question. It literally blew my mind. I'm like, holy cow, this is amazing. So number 5 and 6 signed up the day before I flew out of here this past week.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So now it's like, I want to ramp this up. And I spoke to Tracy when I arrived. And she said, you need to keep doubling your fee until you get to the number that you want. Every two people, double your fee again. And she says, if you do the math, ironically, Dominic, she says, you'll be earning that fee by the end of May. So my plan, even though it's been blown up, in a way, it's been the biggest freaking blessing I've ever received, because I am loving this. It's just so much fun. I feel like I'm finally stepping into that circle of what I've been called to do. And all along the way, it's being validated for me.
So, I mean, you walk into the HCI room and you see there's a lot of women. There's a lot of women in the course. There's a lot of women in this industry.
Yeah.
What is it like to be a guy, and why is it important for men to be coaches?
It's awesome. It's awesome to be a guy. First of all, you're in a room with all women. So there's nothing wrong with that. But aside from that, there is an amazing opportunity for men. I think even more than women, truth be told. Because there are so few of us. And there aren't many that even do it well. But I think HCI is equipping us to do it well. And it's going to make us look, oh, you know, there aren't many guy coaches. That's a unique thing. It's going to put us above the majority, the few that are already doing it. And we're going to stand out. I believe that. I believe that. And it's not just going to help me in coaching women, because there are women that prefer having a guy coach. But I believe it's also going to help me coach men better, too. It's equipping me with a skill set that I wouldn't otherwise have, to make me feel confident to step into that role and to be able to do that. And already, I've been able to use it in being a dad with my boys and coach my boys. And I'm not talking about coaching them in sports. I'm talking about coaching them in life. And there's no amount of money, there's no amount of time or effort that you could say isn't enough for them, right? They're my kids. They're my everything. I'm going to do anything I can for them. I would spend any amount of money to be the best dad for them. And yet, I'm doing this to earn an income, to raise them. But what an amazing perk it's been that I've been able to bring the skill set and utilize it in my own home. In speaking to my two boys, 11 and 9 years old. And it's amazing.
Why do you think men need coaches? You know, we kind of grow up in society where, you know, it's not cool to have emotions, and it's not cool to be vulnerable or feel, you know, have feelings and show them.
Yeah.
You're allowed to be angry, but that's mm-hmm, it. Mm-hmm. So why do you think it's important that men, you know, tap into that other side of it?
I don't care if you're a man or a woman. You're a human. You have a heart. You have a spirit. You have feelings. You have emotion. You can deny your feelings and emotion and bottle them up all you want. It doesn't mean that you're less of a man if you decide to pop the cork and expose a little bit of them. As men, we are encouraged to be leaders, I believe. Leaders in our home, leaders in our job, leaders to our spouses, to our kids. And sometimes it's very hard to step into that leadership role with confidence. We all feel flawed. And the fact is, we are. We're all fractured. We're all broken. And I think that's where the power of coaching helps. It helps put a salve over those flaws. over some of the pain points from prior experiences. And that's a vulnerability that guys don't like to share with each other. They don't like to share pain with each other. It takes a special, unique kind of relationship for two guys to connect like that. Guys don't talk on the phone together. I can talk on the phone with a woman client for 2 hours, and she'll tell me everything. That would never happen with a guy. I'm lucky. I mean, just in a typical guy relationship, if I can keep a guy on the phone for 20 minutes, that's big. And they don't make themselves vulnerable. It's all about, what do you do for a living? That kind of discussion. It's not here, it's here kind of conversation. So I think that's why there is a need for coaching, because coaching gets you out of here and it gets you here. And it takes you places that you can't go by yourself. And it has an impact on you. It has an impact on you. It improves you. It helps you, it helps stretch you in ways that you can't stretch yourself by yourself. You can't. You can't. Sometimes you can't even see what's in front of your nose. You need someone from the outside to give you that perspective, to give you that aha moment. Got it. I receive it. I got it. I'm going to run with that. That makes so much sense. I'm going to try it. It's outside of my comfort zone, but it makes sense to me. It's worth trying. And then it works.
I mean, you have 4 paying clients and you're not even certified. That's huge. I mean, quite an accomplishment. And
thank you.
It shows that you do know what you're doing. You're doing something right.
It's interesting, because before HCI, I felt like I was coaching people already. I don't have any certification in anything, in any of this. All I have is personal experience to share. That's it. I'm an IT guy. I'm a father with 2 kids. But I have my experience to share, and that's valuable. And I think between that and the training that HCI has provided, it makes it extremely valuable, especially for a guy, because there aren't enough of us. There's not. And I think if this was taken more seriously, for guys to do, and they saw the potential in it, and they saw what it could do for them personally, forget about the financial side. It can do some wonderful things financially, but if they saw what it could do for them personally, they would be all over this. Especially fathers, because fathers do anything for their kids. Any father that's tapped in to their heart, even if they're not even aware of it, if they have a heart, they will do anything for their kids. So it's an amazing opportunity, and it needs to be exploited, and it needs to be shared more.
Well, thank you for sharing it and being part of the community. And
it's been awesome.
Good. We're glad to have you here. I'm so glad that I get to meet you and hear this first part of your story. And I can't wait to hear, you know, what the story is in a few months and where you are, because I'm excited. I'm excited to see what happens next for you.
There's been something I've been holding on to since my dad passed. It goes, the bigger the chaos, the bigger the blessing. I'm believing big for that, because I've just gone through a boatload of freaking chaos. And I'm believing for that big blessing. And it's coming.
Tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.